Bring in Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for a few minutes. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. It was a sweep for the men's and women's basketball teams against Tennessee State this weekend.
Yep, the men beat TSU 84-71. It was an interesting game, and that had a lot of ups and downs in it. And the up for Vanderbilt was they shot 67% for the game, 79% in the second half. They were 19 of 24 in the second half, and it was like every time you looked up, it was either a layup or a dunk. The downside to it was 21 turnovers in the game that let TSU score some late baskets and cut a deficit down from 22 down to the final margin of 13, and it really irritated Kevin Stallings that they did not finish that game the way they should have. So that was a real focus of practice yesterday, of taking better care of the basketball. You know, especially when you had the evidence. Look what happens when you do. So, but still good to get a win, bounce back after a couple of losses, and short turnaround time to get ready for Mercer tonight. The women had an interesting weekend as well. They beat TSU 84-47. But what was interesting about that game is Melanie Balcom has sort of had to lay down the law a little bit to her team. She suspended three freshmen for the game. Those freshmen did not dress. They sat in street clothes behind the bench, not on the bench. And then you add to that the combination of a couple of illnesses during the course of the week. Basically, eight players were available, and they were still able to put together a very nice performance, scored 52 points in the first half and won going away. So hopefully the little message that was sent to those young players got through, and things will straighten up and get better.
Yeah, Joe, I'm listening to the postgame show, and I'm thinking, did they lose to TSU?
Oh, yeah, it's as angry as I have ever seen him after a win. And I talked to him last night. We did the call-in show last night down at the Commodore Grill, and I asked him right off the bat. I said, now, we've done these before, and I've come back to you the next day and said, okay, you've gone back and looked at the tape. Was it as bad as you thought, or was it worse than you thought? And he kind of laughed. He said, well, I may have overreacted a little bit. He said, although I did not overreact about the last 3 minutes. He was very upset about that. But nonetheless, yeah, he was very, very disappointed at a team. He said, if you shoot the way you did and as many times as you did, how do you not score 100 points? And the reason was 21 turnovers. So yeah. Now tonight, Mercer is a team that can score points in bunches. They've got a couple of outstanding players. They've got one guard named Kushner that was 8 for 10 from three-point range in their last game, and he's 6'5", so he's got some size to him as well. They've got a player who's a terrific player who is
James Florence.
Yeah, who's approaching their all-time leading scoring record at Mercer. And I told Kevin, yeah, he's 42 points away from reaching that from Mercer, and he said he could get that tonight. You know, he said he is legit. He's that kind of player. So they're 4-5. They've lost to Lipscomb 98-89. They lost to Belmont in overtime, 94-90. They lost to Georgia Tech by 11 on the road. You know, so they're good. They're a good, solid basketball team. They'll play an up-tempo game. It'll be an entertaining game tonight, and Vanderbilt better be ready to play.
Joe, a couple of items from the TSU game. John Jenkins had a strong first half, scored all of his 12 points, coming off the bagel that he produced in the previous game. And Festus got some playing time, 15 minutes, 10 points. How much has his offensive game improved from last year?
Well, it's getting solid, Mark, a lot better. He's doing a lot better job of getting the ball inside and keeping the ball up. You know, a lot of times guys, when they're learning, they're big guys, and they have a tendency where they catch the ball to bring it down. And now instead of being 7 feet tall, you're 6 feet tall, and those guys can get in there and take it away. A lot better job with that. He realized early in the game that he was very strong inside, had a great advantage, and took advantage of it. They got him the ball early on a couple of occasions. He's become much more aggressive, much better offensively. He started the game because AJ had not practiced that much. And to me, one of the big elements in the game was he played 19 minutes. He only had one personal foul in the game. You know, he's had a tendency to get in some early foul trouble. He got a little tired, but because they wanted him to extend himself a little bit, play in a longer stretch. But I thought he did very well. He was our player of the game, as a matter of fact, after the game. John scored 12 all in the first half. He was 3 of 5 from three-point range. I don't think John really lacks for confidence. I know that he was upset about that Western Kentucky game, but it was good to see him get out there and get started early. And he's one of those guys, and we've seen a few of them. Shane Foster was one of them, that eventually, when he gets on a rhythm, you think he's never going to miss. And hopefully we'll see him continue that strength, because that's quite a weapon to have. We'll need it tonight.
Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys. See you.